Governor is optimistic.
I have tremendous confidence that members of the General Assembly will do what's right, put the best interest of our students first, get a system that is more just and fair and emphasizing quality.
More just? I don't think that this is not a laughing matter, Governor. The mayor is a little bit more than optimistic.
Never before has Illinois actually agreed to fully participate in paying for Chicago's teachers' pensions, which is a significant step towards reversing decades of and one of the principal foundations of the inequity in the system.
Looks like we may have a school bill that has at least been agreed in principle on. Let's go to Bill Cameron, WLS's own, the dean of the City Hall Reporters here in this town. Covers Springfield better than anybody as well. Bill, it looks like the governor, to my view, dug in his heels, and it looks like he won on a couple points here.
Well, let's not assume it's really going to happen, okay?
Oh, wow. You have been around, you're a little bit more pessimistic than most people. You've been around politics here longer.
Well, somebody says Springfield never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. I think that's Lawrence Massal who says it over at the Civic Federation. I mean, we've been through this so many times before on not just this issue. But the one optimistic thing is that the governor isn't saying no yet. And he usually says no, even to things his own Republican leadership in the legislature works out. I'm hopeful. I hope we have a deal. But we did have an eclipse this week, so maybe even the planets will line up.
Cubs won the World Series. Donald Trump became president. We had a totality with an eclipse here. So, yeah, maybe it will happen. What the four legislative leaders, two Republicans, two Democrats, got together, and they have a plan in place. The mayor rushed out to give his endorsement of this plan. It seems like that Karen Lewis is somewhat disappointed because it does include some semblance of school vouchers. But what do you expect to happen on Monday, yes or no?
Well, I'm looking at Sunday first, because Sunday is when the people who write the actual bill will reveal what's in it and the leaders will look at it. And when that happens, that's a big moment, because that tells you whether their trust of each other is any good. I mean, are they putting into the bill the agreement in principle? And remember, that's all we have, an agreement in principle. Will they try to pull a fast one in the legislative language? And if one side tries to do that, then the trust is lost, as it usually is, and we have to start over. The only other factor that is pushing towards something is that the Democrats have until Tuesday midnight to move an override or not. And the Democrats have to be persuaded by that day not to push the override vote, which they may or may not have. But that's another key moment. So I think it's too early to say what's going to happen on Monday.
Bill Cameron is here. Here's the governor. Deny, deny, deny.
I disagree with the characterization of turmoil. Change. It comes as part of any organization. We've had some folks with us since before I became governor. Some folks joined us in the first couple months and have been there since. Other folks have moved back into the private sector at various points over the last 2.5 years.
Bill, it seems to be a lot of people from the Illinois Policy Institute that are getting cashiered or leaving down in Springfield. And let me ask you another question here. Going back to the cartoon, it seems to be the dust-up. Everybody wants to know what Rauner's issues are and where he stands on this cartoon, this racist cartoon. Why does he need to comment on something that he really doesn't have a part of?
Well, he doesn't, and he shouldn't, because politically it's the Democrats playing politics with the cartoon, which you can argue is or is not racist. But the Democrats have really played him, and his inexperience is showing here. He could have disarmed this bomb, many days ago. But it just goes to show you that he and his team lack political experience over the years to know how to handle this sort of thing. So he's left with not so much an issue of whether the cartoon is racist or not, but an issue of his stability, his ability to govern. And when a governor begins to look weak and disorganized, that can be fatal.
Boy, where have we seen that lately, huh?
Yeah, really.
Bill Cameron is here, host of Connected to Chicago, Sunday night at 7. Who's your guest this week?
It's going to be the head of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. This is the group that's fighting the pop tax, Rob Carr. And he's got other issues as well.
It's good that, again, Bill, as we talked about this a lot, it's good that the city's looking out for my health and my diabetes, you know, right now.
I have diabetes.
Oh, that's right. That's you.
That's me.
And yeah. Do I still have all my toes?
Most
as
of them,
always,
I think.
Yeah. As always, it's always about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Toni Preckwinkle, I don't think she realized what a hot-button issue this was going to be. I think she looked at it like, hey, we'll ding people a cent per ounce and nobody will notice in a week. But Richard Boykin and others have made it the issue.
Well, they have, and I think she probably did not see it coming. But it does make her vulnerable, although I still don't see a challenger who could amass the money to beat her. So she's out front vowing to fight to keep the tax and to run for re-election next year. And I wouldn't bet against her.
The next thing she'll do is throw her support behind Boykin to take Danny Davis's seat, cut that deal so he eliminates himself from her her pathway.
You should be a political leader.
Yeah, he should be. You know, you think about it, her approval rating is just south of the legal drinking age limit. You know, I think it's about 18%, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't inhale too deeply on that poll because it, I think, has a connection to the retailers who are fighting the tax. But even subtracting for exaggeration in the poll, she's got a problem.
Mr. Cameron, enjoy a terrific weekend, and we'll listen on Sunday night at 7 and watch it a little bit later on. I'll get posted early, obviously, the interview on WLSAM.com. And thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys.
Take care.